It is Jennifer Bronsnick, the founder of The Mindful Family. And I want to congratulate you for making it to week 4 of our self-guided program. That's a huge accomplishment, committing to meditation and mindfulness and journaling is not easy. And so I really want to just thank you and honor you for making this time for yourself. It's really, really fantastic. So for this meditation today, we're going to be doing a guided image meditation. And the goal is going to be to raise our self-awareness and to promote our creativity by looking at some of our fantasies. And I just want to note that sometimes, fantasy work can be a little scary because not all fantasies are, you know, roses and butterflies. Some of us have, you know, some darker images that just come up. And I just want you to know that you are fully supported by myself. And if this is something it bothers you, please reach out. You know, I'm happy to speak with you about that. But also know that, you know, we all live in sort of this duality world where there, you know, are good things and bad things. And just because, you know, a fantasy comes up doesn't mean that you're, you know, evil or, you know, a bad person. It's just sort of, you know, once you can sort of acknowledge that it's there and play with it a little bit, you can sort of peel back those layers and figure out, you know, where it's coming from. So fantasies are really lovely. We, you know, have them as children. And our, you know, our kids are, I want to be this and do that and have, you know, all kinds of really amazing ideas. And as we move into adulthood, oftentimes our fantasies sort of get squashed by the realities of, you know, having to pay bills and take care of our families and things like that. But that doesn't mean that they don't still flow within us and can actually bring some really powerful changes into our life once we become clear of what these fantasies really are about and, you know, how to sort of see, you know, maybe there's a way to bring some of this into reality in the correct way. So we're going to start this meditation just like every other one that we've always started in the last month. And so I just want you to take a moment to get comfortable. And if you find something's too tight in your clothing, you're not feeling in a comfortable position, there's a noise around you, just take a moment to adjust yourself and find that space that feels expansive and open where you can really sort of go within in the next few moments. You can just gently stretch your body out and just let it settle. Let it settle wherever it needs to go. Trusting it's your body is going to hold you and support you during this entire exercise. And breathing and feeling your breath filling up your entire body, your belly expanding, and each breath just letting go and settling deeper. And feel yourself moving into a relaxed state of consciousness where you're still fully aware of what's going on around you, but also able to experience deep, deep inner peace and quiet. And from this space, if it feels safe, you can close your eyes and continue with your breathing relaxation. feeling yourself quiet and relaxed. And when you're ready, imagine that you're sitting in a comfortable lawn chair out in a beautiful backyard. Seeing that there's a high fence surrounding the yard, so no one can see you or disturb you. And you're peacefully alone with all of your thoughts and anything that comes into your mind. You're enclosed in your imagination, which is represented by this backyard. Just a few feet in front of you is a large oak tree. Focus your attention on the mass of leaves on this tree. As you watch the leaves shimmer in a light breeze, they seem to blur into a vibrating green mass, and then into a clear, empty space. A hole in the fabric of the air. As you watch this gap in space, it becomes a large and perfect circle. And watch as your fantasy begins to unfold in front of you. You just allow your fantasy to come into life in the frame of this circle. Just releasing and letting the power of your imagination create whatever fantasy it desires. Observe this creation of your imagination while allowing all of your emotions about it to emerge freely and flow into this open space. Trust yourself to view your fantasy fully, with the knowledge that it is totally safe to do so. Take the time that you need to become completely involved in your imagination. Now it's time for your fantasy to come to an end. And just allow the images that came forward to play out to their conclusion. And when you're through with your fantasy, continue to gaze into the circle of space, watching it slowly close and change into a shimmering sea of green leaves. Gradually, the oak tree reappears, once the tree has become solid. Focus your attention on its solid branches and trunk while you reflect on the fantasy that you've just experienced. Now consider how the actual fulfillment of your fantasy would affect your life and the lives of any others that this fantasy included. Ponder over the consequences. All of the advantages and disadvantages. When you have reflected upon your fantasy and its implications, take 3 long, deep breaths. And with your final exhale, you can open your eyes and you find yourself back where you began this exercise. Fully relaxed and at peace and settled into the present moment. Namaste.